help us to commence this evening by singing the first 7 verses of the second part of hymn 308. That's hymn 308, the second part, the first 7 verses. We'll hope to sing the remainder for our middle hymn. If this be, Lord, thy way, then who can hope to gain that prize such numbers never seek, such numbers seek in vain. Hymn 308, the second part, the first 7 verses.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the book of Genesis, chapters 6 and 7. The book of Genesis, chapters 6 and 7. Genesis 6. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his day shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, that they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And he repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begat 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. But dear friends, what a solemn time that was, and we are living in those solemn times again, very serious times. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood, room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, for every creeping thing of the earth after his kind. Two of every sort shall come unto thee, to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him so to do. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days it will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, into the ark, because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts, and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls of everything that creepeth upon the earth. And went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. It came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the 3 wives of his sons with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, 2 and 2 of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in, male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark went up upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beasts, of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. The waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Let us pray. Once more, we come before thee this day, in this thy lower house, thy sanctuary. Oh, do help us to venture upon the merit of one. Oh, Jesus is the way to God. Jesus is the way to bliss. Lay this well in our hearts, that we may be drawn by the Holy Ghost. Draw us, Lord, upward now to where thou art. Open our eyes to the grace of God in the Saviour, in the Son. For thou hast provided him, O most holy Father. Thou didst send him, and Jesus, thou didst say, thou wast, behold, I come, willing in the day of thy power, and so forth, delighting to do thy Father's will. May these blessed truths lay hold of us, and not let us go. All we do pray for thy blessing on us now. We come as we are, and no excuses. Lord, leave us not to hide under a sense of our own poverty, thinking thou dost have mercy on the poor, because thou dost have mercy upon the poor and the needy. Thou dost answer the prayer of the destitute, but don't let us rest on the knowledge only in the head. May we find mercy at the throne of grace. May we be given the drawing grace to let us draw near. May grace be working in our soul to draw near and to plead and to know the wonders of thy provision. O blessed Spirit, bid you in our midst. Open up the fountains of thy mercy to our soul, the depths of the riches of grace in Christ Jesus. How we need the heavens to drop down. Thou art pleased, O Lord, to gather thy people under thy wing, to bring them to the glory at last. May we be found among them. O Lord, may we know the day of thy power in our lives. Leave us not to drift on in religion, but give us something to rest upon, a sure foundation stone laid in Zion. Lord, thou hast laid him in Zion, great God, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever. Without thee we shall perish. But we jolly well do come, poor and needy, Lord. Sinners vile indeed, no strength, no might, no power in ourselves. But we come, pleading Jesus' name, that precious blood. Be pleased to lead thy dear ones, thy delicate ones, thy tender ones, thy needy ones, thy poor ones, those that are ready to perish, and those that are far off. Lead them to the cross. Lead them to the blood, to hide there, we humbly ask. Nothing else will do. We wait for thee. Give strength to the seekers that try to seek thee all their days and feel perhaps to be getting nowhere. Encourage them. May thy word be real. May it be a lamp. May it be a drawing guide. O Lord, may it be a well of water springing up inside their soul unto eternal life. May there be a little tasting. The psalmist David, O taste and see, the Lord is gracious. Oh, do be pleased to do so. We humbly pray. Oh, without thee, we can do nothing. Lord, we can't preach. We can't receive any light or blessing. We can't continue in the pathway. We can't, you shall never, never, never get to heaven at last except through thee. This living water give to me, or I shall sink and die. Oh, do bring us to these realities. But we're in the trial of life. All the burdens, the cares, the sorrows, the loneliness, the defeats, the griefs, the anxieties press our spirits sore, hard. Oh, we come to thee as our Lord and God. Guide us, Lord, help us. It's a daily begging. Help me through every day. Help me through this day. And if I'm spared on this earth, and it cannot be long now, help me through every day. And do bring us to the journey's end, secure in thee. Not in our own strength, not in self-righteousness. Lord, not in the abundance of our exercises and experiences, but drawn by mercy, by love, by blood, by thy precious gospel. Thy word is power. Give power in the Bible to speak to our poor, troubled hearts and bring us honorably through. Bring us to Jordan and take us through. Prepare us for that great day. But may we be made ready in the righteousness of the Lamb. How can we go to heaven without the righteousness of Jesus imputed, made over to us? Awaken us to its need, but bless us in it. Oh, be pleased. Hear the cries of the destitute. Thou dost not despise their prayer. As poor it is, so lead us on. We humbly beg in that narrow way, Jesus only, singleness of iron heart. Is it not to follow thee? Remember us now as we gather. Bless this house of prayer. remember others gathered in this evening as well. O Lord, be exalted. Bless the deacons here. Uphold them in their office. Strengthen them. The church, the congregation. Keep them humble. Keep them tender. Keep them to esteem each other better than themselves. O Lord, do let thy work appear, and we thank thee where it has. We thank thee for Friday. We acknowledge it. And bless our young friend and be with each and encourage others. Lord, not in a wrong way, not in the flesh, but by thy drawing grace. Remember thy servants that come here. Bless them ministry to the hearers, the church, the congregation, and other friends gathered in likewise. Cause Fenn Stanton with their pastor. We thank you for help given to him thus far, but heal him wholly, restore him, his loved one with us here. Bless her. Remember, Lord, each of thy servants in Zion, editors of our magazines, secretaries of our charitable societies. We pray for them. O Lord, remember thy servants who have been seriously ill, and one just coming out of, as we understand, intensive care. O be with each, we pray. Thank you for bringing others through surgeon operations, and heal and bless and raise up again. Lord, thy judgments are seriously abroad. What solemn times we live in. But oh dear me, oh, we have got to leave this earth behind. Oh, my wicked heart is no small part of all my grief and shame. Dear Lord, so look down then upon us now. Remember all in senior years that cannot manage. Afflictions abound in body and mind, weakness of mind increasing. Many afflictions, we can't hold them. Lord, we've got no power to stop affliction. It's a very humbling experience. And Lord, we're all subject to infirmities. But oh, do shine in them. Oh, God of compassion. He being full of compassion. Oh, deliver us and save us and help us. Think of the man that came with a lunatic son. If thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And it's all undeserved. It's all by grace. We have to seek it. Remember the dear children. Bless the Sunday schools, instructions. Lord, let the little ones hear. Let there be a seed to raise up to serve thee. A generation to call thee blessed. Keep them in thy fear as they go off into business in the world. Oh, speak and call them. Leave them not to wander. Remember those who've departed. May there be true prodigals to return. Oh, friend of sinners and publicans, hear me now. Help me to forsake all evil. Lead us in the narrow way. Come, Lord, we long to bear fruit. Ere we are told by thee, if ye abide in me, my words abide in you. Shall ask what ye will, it shall be done unto you. We thank you for that precious gospel, for we need to be abiding in the vine. O Lord, do hear the cries and prayers of the prisoners. And loose us and let us go. Come, Lord, come. Hear now and condescend. And many other things we should pray for. Oh, have mercy in the churches. Have mercy on Zion. Have mercy on thy one spiritual Israel through this land and through the earth. The missions where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Bring us as a nation to repentance. Bless our Queen, we thank her for stability. Undertake us on the throne when she's gone. O Lord, our leaders. They're men of vanity. But what do we expect? O Lord, we look to Thee. My kingdom is not of this world. O Lord, Thou didst say the kingdom of God is within You. And the meaning, it was in the midst of them. Thou was in the midst of the disciples. Or may we know Christ in us, the hope of glory. Oh, hear our poor prayers and our cries, and lead us on, forsake us not. So let us not multiply words. Bless the singing of Thy worthy praise. We beg now, come, bless Thy word. Living waters from the well of Bethlehem. Oh, give us that taste. May we pour out before Thee an offering of praise and thanksgiving. Come, Lord, come. Come, bless us. Speak, Lord, in our pathway, our sorrows, our cares. But the rest that remaineth, a rest for the people of God. Bring us unto Thee at last, unworthy and helpless as we feel to be. We ask in Jesus' name, giving thanks, and anything we have omitted, not deliberately, we ask Thee to make up in giving, in that precious name of the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us continue with hymn 308, second part, commencing at verse 8. Commencing at verse 8. Again, we cannot see His helping hand but feel, and though we neither feel nor see, His hand sustains us still. Hymn 308, the second part, commencing at verse 8.
in a complete dependence upon the Lord. Paul needed help and blessing. I draw your attention to Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 11 and verse 7. Hebrews 11 and verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Hebrews 11, verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. In this chapter of the examples of faith of the patriarchs of old times, we have this little account here of Noah at the very beginning. And you can say, well, God told him how to make the ark, so he got on with it. But you know, dear friends, we have here a real instruction. He didn't just do what God said and got on with it. He did it by faith. By faith. And how does that affect us? You know, is this that faith that worketh by love? Is there love in faith? If there is living faith, there is a respect, a regard, a measure, of whatever degree, of love toward the Lord. There must be. And here in the verse, it begins with, by faith, and then it speaks, became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So you see, by his obedience, by faith, it wasn't a legal obedience, it was a faith that worketh in love. And we read concerning Noah, that he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Grace in the eyes of the Lord. Friend, have we found grace in the eyes of the Lord? If we have, there'll be an effect on us. Because God doesn't give men or view them in grace without speaking to them, without drawing them, without loving on them, with loving them. Don't rest short of that grace of experience. In that, we don't get a heaven on experience of faith. We get to glory by the grace of God. But faith receives the grace. It is the gift of God. It's not our experience that gets us to glory. It's a mercy to have an experience, do go to heaven, and to have the living realities in the hour of death. But it's Jesus that saves us. It's the Lord that calls us alone. And there is that prayer of faith. Living faith, looking to him. Living faith, speaking to him. Living faith, drawing near to him in the Bible and at the throne of grace. When we read the Bible, are you drawing near to God? I feel the great need of it increasingly, especially as time goes on. Well, Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord, and he moved with fear. Now, dear friends, we have met us here, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Being warned of God. Have we been warned of the day of our departure? We do not know, and I speak to myself, how imminent it could be. We're not going to speculate. That would be wrong. We can't do that. We don't know. It's a great mercy to rest by faith in what David said. You know, he was ready to perish. He was a step between them. He said, but my times are in thy hand. You're a favoured soul if they are. And you say the present scene is so distressing, you feel almost, I'll be careful what I say. Be careful what I say. But I know what it is almost. Well, not spit at the Lord directly, I don't mean that, but kick at his dealings. Can I put it that way? Why have I been given this pathway? Why this sorrow? Why this care? And so forth. The loneliness and whatever it might be. I don't know. You know, my times are in thy hand, said David. And you know, they were, weren't they? And if you are able to sink down into that truth by grace, I believe you'll find the sure mercies of David are with you. Even the sure mercies of David. And they were wonderful. Well, but how does this find us? Being warned of God. Beloved friends, we're being warned continually of God. I'm not just speaking about the serious, terrible times in which we live, but in Zion and in our families and in affliction and in trial and in illness and many things. We're being warned of God. Jesus said, be ye also ready. Now I know we can't make ourselves ready. Friend, if we could, we would. But we can't. And we're made beggars. And we continue to be beggars at the throne of grace. You know, it's that being brought through by the hand of the Lord through Jordan. Led through. Well, being warned. You know, Paul was pressed in spirit when he went to Corinth. And the Jews utterly rejected him. He turned to the Gentiles. But you know, he had such a zeal to preach Christ to them in real love, you know. And if this gospel you've received, it's because of the favour of God in love to you. The Jews rejected it. Beloved friends, are we warned by the Spirit of that day approaching? He reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. He was pressed in spirit. And he goes on, you know, and the Lord, he turned to the Gentiles, and the Lord spoke to him. May the Lord speak to someone. I don't know why I've turned to this. In a night of vision, be not afraid, but speak. Hold not thy peace, for I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. And we read he continued there a year, was 18 months, teaching the word of God among them. You know, he had a favour to Corinth, but you know, there was a reason. They were very wicked. But look at the grace of God that abounded. But I don't want to linger there. You know, being warned of God. Being warned of God. Of things not seen as yet. We can only receive this by this grace of faith, you know. Death is on the road. We've got to die. I don't want to be dramatic, but who will be next as we look around the chapel? There's an old saying, the young may die, the old must. And it is very true. But dear friends, has God warned us? You know, only by faith do we take heed to the warning. You know, we're fallen creatures, and you and I can take this in and understand it. But is it received by faith, being warned of God, of things as not seen yet, judgments to come, things not seen, affliction, are coming down to the end. Not seen yet, not seen yet. The trials of old age. A lot of you are younger, of course. May the Lord spare and bless you. But it won't be forever, you know. It won't be forever. There'll be a coming down. The weakness not yet seen. And I've noticed, old age in dear friends is not, you know, it's lovely to think that they came down like a shock of corn, fully ripe, the Lord shining. We can all dream about these things, but many have come down to glory in deep waters of distress. Deep waters of distress. I had two grandmothers, of course I did. I had to have, but one died in sweet, when she was dying, she said, oh, if you could see what I could see. Well, it was a blessed sweet time to her here at Red Hill. You know, she's like a shock of corn, fully ripe. The other one had nothing but sorrow in the family. She cried, she went to glory. She lived near the Lord in the end of her days, but she had been a rebel, you know. And she had to confess that what she saw in her family and her dying hours and grief and sorrow surrounding her was a correction for what she'd lived when she was young. You know, warned, warned. Now I need to take heed to these warnings, and we all do. But we can only do it by faith, dear friends, given. By faith. Note this right the way through. You know, it says here concerning Enoch, and you know, he was translated, should not see death, and was not found. Because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And then Paul brings this forth. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. That's not a legal word. It's love. Because God is love, as we said this afternoon. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Do you? Do you believe he is a real God of grace? Not in the head, but in the heart. By faith, do you believe it? Do we by faith believe this man receiveth sinners and eats with them? You know, and he that is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Paul hasn't gone to legal terms here. He's still preaching the gospel, writing the gospel. He's a rewarder. Over diligence in seeking. It's by faith. Beloved friends, it's by faith. And moved with fear by faith. We read it, didn't we? Moses, with all the detail, he obeyed. God gave the three stories, the first, second and third stories, and the window and the animals, the instructions, and told him how many days and so forth. But he did it by faith, not automatic. I want you to think about this, our younger friends with us. You know, we can automatically do right things, which is correct to do. But, you know, to obey the word of the Lord, is it by faith, in the heart, the gift of God? We have here that Noah did all this by faith, you know. And that was an exercise. And that was a love. He found grace in God's sight. Now, you don't find grace by you being ever so humble. Grace is given. It was a favour of God. I said this morning, didn't I? Grace will draw you. Grace will draw you to the throne of grace. Grace will draw you to prayer. Grace will draw you to Christ. Are we being drawn? You know, we can sit down and say, oh, I'm such a poor old thing. I'm so far off. I know what it is. In fact, I live far too afar off for my own understanding and comfort. I can jolly well tell you. But I don't want to hide there. I can't. Drawn by faith. You know, moved with fear. Moved with fear. You know, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Now, there appear to be, well, there's a little ark of bulrushes for Moses and so forth, but there appear to be two main arks in the Word of God. We have the ark, which is the subject before us, and Noah saved his house, or God saved his house, dear Noah, following in faith. We have also the glorious Ark of the Covenant, which God again gave complete instruction to its content and its design and its size and the coverings and the glory. And it was a glorious ark. You know, it was a type of the Lord Jesus. Now, this ark of Noah, God shut him in. God, I'm sure you all noticed that, or hope the young children took notice of it. God shut him in. He shut him in by grace. Now, what about the everlasting covenant? What about the everlasting covenant? Friend of the Lord, pulled us in. Pulled us in. I was reading, I don't know, recently in Genesis. I'm not reading through Genesis, but I happen to be looking in the Word of God. I know I read from Genesis this morning as well, and preached from Genesis, but I'm not particularly reading there. But I did see concerning Lot, the angels pulled him in when those vile men pressed hard upon him at the door, and they shut him in. It's a wonderful mercy, you know, has God shutting us in into the glory of the everlasting covenant, of everlasting arms. Now, if he has, we are bound up in the covenant, you will receive some of this mercy by faith received in the soul. Faith being the gift of God. Not of works, meaning not of our will, not of our ability, not to be earned, freely given upon the most worst of characters, most unlikely of people. But moved with fear, prepared the ark to the saving of his house. Beloved friends, being warned, death is on the road. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. It's a wonderful word. I think it's close by me. Here it is. Now, the word says, and as it is appointed. It is completely appointed for all of us. As it is appointed, a fact, unto men, once to die, but after this the judgment. It's a very encouraging word, this. It's a very encouraging word. And this is the preparation. So Christ was once offered, now once offered only, to bear the sins of many. Of course, referring to the preceding verses of all the various offerings and the sacrifices under the Old Testament. You know, a wonderful offering, a full offering, a blessed offering, a complete offering. And have you been led to Christ's offering, offered himself without spot to God, was once offered to bear the sins of many. To bear the sins of many. By faith, Noah was moved by grace in the heart, not by just doing what God said in a legal way, by love, thankful. Think of Noah. You know, I seem to remember reading a child's book once. I don't know if there's a Hill Edith me or not. I can't remember. It might have been in there. How they mocked him and so forth, which they must have done. You know, fancy Noah building an ark. No sign of any trouble. Whatever was he doing? But by faith he built the ark. And not seen, no sign of judgment, except the wickedness around him. Beloved friends, you know, our politicians and our leaders, they're going to put the climate right, they tell us, and what they're going to do, and they can't agree on that either. You know, the end draweth on. Are we ready? Trying to put this world right. You know, Noah alone. Christians are alone. Move with fear. Are we moved with fear this evening? In the tender fear of God, to look to Jesus. Christ was once offered. There's the preparation. As we see the day approaching, the day of judgment, the day of terrors. But before that, perhaps, most of us, we don't know. We may have to pass Jordan, which cannot be that far away for any of us. You know, we shan't live forever, shall we? But all by faith, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. What lies in front? We don't know. But friend, being warned, he was prepared. God prepared him. Is God preparing us? And that preparation is in that preceding or penultimate preceding chapter. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Now I know there are degrees of faith, and that must be acknowledged. There are degrees of gracious experience. Friend, there are degrees of sin in a way. I mean, sin is a transgression of the law. We come short in one point, we're lost. We come short in all. But there are, as often said, there are extremes of sin, utter abominations, which, you know, there are sins which cannot be forgiven. You know, I won't go down that route, but to curse God and so forth. You know, it's a terrible situation. Be thankful you've heard the gospel. Be thankful. But are we, in Noah's case, in love, moved with fear, things not seen as yet, prepared an ark? Now, he didn't do it himself. The Lord showed him what to do. Has the Lord led us to the Lamb? Has he led us humbly to the throne of grace? Has he led you into his word? You know, we were speaking about the scriptures or the word this afternoon and so forth. Friend, are we led to the word, to the words of Christ? Are we led to the law of Moses, in a sense, to see the truth of it? The soul that sinneth shall die. And we've got that sentence of death. Are we led sweetly into the Psalms? Are we led into the blessings of the prophets? The warnings of the prophets stand today, personally, but all to the gospel. The gospel, the enduring grace given, following Christ with singleness of iron heart. Now, how does he find us? May we be given that faith. It's only by faith, dear friends. It's only by faith given us. And it's all of his grace. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if some of you say, well, I agree with what you say and I've had these things, but I don't know where I am tonight. I don't know where I get to. I'm in a ditch. Beloved friends, you need taken out of the ditch. You can't get yourself out of it. You know, the depths of our poverty, never hide under it. Call mightily upon the Lord. You know, dear old Jonah, a godly man, but there he was, fast asleep in a storm. Fast asleep in a storm. And you and I can be fast asleep in deep waters of trouble and warnings. Go fast asleep. You know, it is of grace, isn't it? But, oh Lord, my cry is, you know, let grace work faith in my heart. Bring me to call upon the name of the Lord. Bring me to the fountain. Let faith bring me to the waters of the gospel. Draw me, Lord. Run after thee. Is this your desire as the spouse? Drawn. Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? She was asking the daughters of Jerusalem. Friend, is that your cry? You know, do you long to lay hold of him? As in former days. Well, he let you, didn't he? He let you. He drew you to do so. By faith. You know, to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin. That's when he comes again unto salvation. And that is also covering not necessarily his second coming, which it points to, but also when we die. You know, has he appeared to your soul? When you die, there is glory. Now, I know it points to his second coming, but it does include when we pass away from this earth. It's a greater period. It's forever and forever. The first blessings are a reality to us at the time. We walk by faith in them. In love, try to, by as grace is given. But, oh, in that hour, it's no good as saying sentimental things. And I know some of you fully long for it, to be with Christ, which is far better. But, oh, to be there and get there. Now, Noah, moved by fear, by love, built the ark by faith. And are we led to Christ by faith for that great day? Borne my sins away. The great discovery will be at the end. Borne them away. Have you living hope, friend, a second time? A reality. Friend, we know about the Saviour, but oh, the great trial of our faith is when we cry out, why this, if it be so, if I was blessed, if my sins are forgiven, why am I thus? Why this dull, this lifeless frame? Why this prayerless spirit? Why this temptation? Why this old fleshly love of the old things? Why the love of this world? Where have I got to? Where have I got to? Ah, Christ, once offered. Oh, he, return my wandering heart to thy dear resting place. Nothing in nature, power art, so fair as Jesus' face. None so fair. Have you tasted and seen that the Lord is gracious? He hasn't changed, you know. He hasn't changed, but we have. We have. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever. It's a wonderful truth. That once offering to bear the sins of many, and to them that look for him, should he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Have you found him? Beloved friends, I'm not trying to set you short. Far from it. We need to live by faith. And here we are, Noah, looking to Jesus. The fountain opened for that great day. You know, the cry is, remember me, O Lord, and it's a humble prayer. Remember me, O Lord, and I'm still having to pray it, with the favour, and what a favour, thou bearest unto thy people. And it is a tremendous favour, isn't it? God has great mercy to his people, upon them. He has great love to them. Great love to them. The favour thou bearest unto thy people. But he goes on, visit me again, with thy salvation. Thy salvation. Now what makes you see a blessing there? Now in two things I say this. You see in Christ all you need. You've been led on sweetly, the word encouraged, the gospel blessed. You see all a beautiful, glorious suitability in the Lamb. And as your cry, visit me in a special way, is thy salvation. There's also another, and both are wonderful, and both are by grace, and both will end in glory. Another, you've had the sweet visit to your soul. He has been made precious. You have seen him as your way, the truth and the life. You have followed him. He has favoured you. I love the lines, he that has helped me hitherto, and it needs faith to sing this, shall help me all my journey through. Doesn't it need faith in exercise to know that to be true? But, you know, he has blessed you. If you want a visit again, visit me with thy salvation. Blessed, blessed hours. Blessed salvation. But I'm going to ask you a question, and you know it's true. If he has blessed you, hasn't there been a savour, not just at the time, but a real whetting of appetite on your spiritual thirst for that living water again? It was given in power. It was given in hope. And you know that love, and that blessing is still there. You long for it again. Increase it, Lord. I say this to encouragement. Look, we don't feed on yesterday's manna. We can't. Sin and corruption in our life, you know, it begins. I'm not that God's word grows, it doesn't stink, and it doesn't grow worms or anything like that. But the worms and the stink are in our own hearts. That's the problem. And we can't taste it. But you know, he gave it again. The manna was freely given every day. And where's your manna? It's in the Word of God. And you know, they got used to it. And in the end, they murmured against it. I don't want to go down that route, but that is a fact for you. We know it. And although I don't hope his dear people don't murmur against the Lord's Word, but they certainly murmur against his dealings sometimes, don't they? They're still murmuring against the Lord, whether it's a word or his dealings. And now we're left to peevishness. But you know, He still gave it. I want you to notice it. He still gave the manna. And he's a God of all grace. For he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Thou art mine. I redeem thee. It's a blessed word in Isaiah, that is, you know. It's a wonderful word. It's a covenant word. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob. He that formed thee, O Israel. Think of this morning about Jacob and Israel, those names. You know, fear not. Fear not what you're in. Fear not your fears. Fear not. Why? Why should you not fear? Of course you're going to fear. The unknown way ahead. He says, for I have redeemed thee. Redeemed thee. You know, you're bought with a price. He's brought you to himself. And that redemption is sure. It's absolutely sure. It's sealed by his dying, by his blood. He says, for I have redeemed thee. I have redeemed thee. You see, Israel were redeemed out of Egypt, weren't they? In that way of deliverance by the death and so forth in Egypt. You know, they were bought with blood under the blood of the everlasting covenant. In that sense. But here it speaks of Christ and the gospel as Isaiah brings it forth. You know, for I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name. Called thee by thy name. Personal. And what is the name of the church? You know, Emmanuel, God with us. The name of the Lord on your heart. Ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. A new name. No longer Jacob, but Israel. Israel. The name of Israel. The spiritual Israel. You know, I've called thee by thy name. Then what follows? Thou art mine. Thou art mine. Thou art mine. But you see, there's a reason. When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with you. Now I know they are the gospel waters we can speak of, and certainly in Jordan he will be with us. He will be. But it speaks of waters of trial and so forth. There are many waters we're called to go through by experience. You know, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt. The trial of faith. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. It's a wonderful word that, you know. The dealings you're in, the sorrows and the cares in the pathway, they won't burn you. They won't hurt you. Do you believe it? They won't touch you. You're in them. They're painful. The heat, the sorrow, the anxiety, the crackling of fire and judgment. But yeah, they won't hurt you. They won't hurt you. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt thy ransom, Ethiopian Seba for thee, since thou wast precious in my sight. You know, if you found that the Lord Jesus is precious, you surely cannot deny that you have been precious in his sight. It must be so. It's got to be so. And it is so. And I will make darkness light before them. I'm in the wrong place. And I have loved them. I have loved thee. Wherefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee, and so forth. But I saw that other word. It's a wonderful word, and I'll go back to the next preceding chapter. Hope there was a reason for it. And I will bring the blind by a way they knew not. I mean, none of us know what's ahead. You don't know what's tomorrow, next week. None of us do. I'll bring the blind by the way they knew not. How you have longing for eyes for Christ, but you Oh, you see through a glass darkly. So poorly. We're dim-sighted spiritually, aren't we? We've got poor eyesight spiritually. It's only as grace is given us. And I lead them in paths they've not known. I make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. What a covenant promise. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Well, we seem to have left Noah behind somewhere. But you know, Christ the preparation. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. How? Lead me to the Lamb. Lead me to the cross. Lead me to the garden. Lead me to the empty tomb. Lead me to the throne of grace. Lead me into thy word. Lead me to thy footstool. Lead me into the glory of thy covenant. Lord Jesus, shine. Isn't it simple? Shine. Everything's in it. It's absolutely simple. Shine in my soul. Let the light of thy grace be in my soul and heart. Sirs, I preached recently, we would see Jesus. Sirs, we would see Jesus. You know, I would see Jesus every day when walking the gospel way. But we don't do we? Not as to our satisfaction. But are we following? Well, by faith, by grace, by love, Noah didn't just obey. He did it by faith, as you read in chapter 6 and 7. See the detail, the length of time? Read it in by love, working in his soul. Favour with God. Friend, as we see that day approaching, the saving of his house. Now, we can't save our house, but it's our soul, dear friend. And we pray for our families. And do pray. Don't say, I can't pray anymore. Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. I've known parents, they said, I can't pray anymore. You know, but they've had to carry on. They've had to carry on down to their dying hour. Commit thy will unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Well, by which he condemned the world. Then we haven't got round to this, but I've got to close. No, I'm not going to go on time. He became the heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. I haven't touched on that. Beloved friends, that's Jesus' righteousness, complete, whole one, is innate righteousness, but given to the church by dying for them. It's the same righteousness of Christ. You know, it's a wonderful truth. It's deep doctrine. I can't linger on it because I've got to close. But a joint heir with Jesus. I want you to leave that with you. It's a very, very deep matter. He is the Son of God. He said this morning, he touched Jacob's thigh. It was out of joint. He, as much as he let Jacob prevail, he showed him was still the Lord. And Jacob had to be halting a bell on his thigh, remembering what a worm he was. But the God had blessed him and let him draw near, let him prevail. You know, the righteousness which is of faith, a righteousness of Jesus, which is received by faith. And we, you know, he became heir, a joint heir with Christ, as the church is, even his little ones in Zion, this evening, the poor ones that cried day and night unto him. As I close, you poor troubled hearts that might be here tonight, so cast down, think of the dear Jesus wailing and wallowing in the mire of our sin. Oh, so broken down with judgment and wrath. Oh, you fear the wrath, you fear the judgment. Behold the Lamb, behold him, your Redeemer, your Saviour, bearing your sorrow. Surely hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And he's carrying you now. and he will. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Well, I haven't handled this very well, but never mind. I mind very much. But, you know, the word of tonight, the most important thing here is the text or the word of the gospel spoken. The word of Christ is the most important thing in our lives, and to know him in the word, Christ and his word. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, oh, friends, does it speak to us? By faith, an end coming, an end's coming. Received by faith, being warned of God, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark. Oh, prepare me, Lord. Shine in my soul, come, come. By the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
God willing, Mr. Pickett is expected to preach on Friday evening and Mr. Tim Parrish next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 462. 462. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand, bread of heaven, feed me now and evermore. 462.
Thank you.
And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, the sweet communion, unction, comfort of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us each, now, forever. Amen.